You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As usual, we kick off the show with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. It's been an interesting day of movements, and I'm joined on the line, as we are on every Wednesday, by Sasfin Wealth's David Shapiro to take a look at some of these movements. Good evening, Uncle David. Lovely to catch up with you. Always great to speak to you. Gold price, new highs. Platinum price finally moving. We got the bottom.
Not the gold price. Gold price has been going up. And I think it's going to continue just rising. I think a lot has to do with President Trump, because I think, you know, markets are in this mindless stupor. No one's quite sure what you're going to wake up to the next morning. You know, this morning we woke up to the fact that he wants to turn Gaza into a Riviera, you know, a playground for the rich. And you just sit there and say, is this really happening? You know, and so I suppose we have to try and translate that into the market, and that's why I think so much confusion. And gold nearly 2,900, probably heading towards 3,000, and it's because everybody's buying gold, I think, just very nervous of the situation we are in the world, not quite sure what Trump's going to do tomorrow morning, whether tariffs are real, whether they're not real.
And that's a scary thing, Uncle David. I mean, thinking about the fact that you have the president of such a significant economic player in the global landscape just absolutely making any and every decision that he deems necessary on a whim, on a social platform. You don't have there's no structure to any of this. I mean, we could wake up and he could have declared war on some countries and we don't even know this.
That's the problem. And you're not telling the truth. And these are the chaps who are in charge of the nuclear buttons. So it is a very scary prospect. You know, I think he's just trying to rattle everybody into some kind of action. You know, that's his nature. I think he's more of a paper tiger than a tiger with a very wild bite. You know, and as we've seen with the tariffs, introduce them in the morning, withdraw them in the evening. So I think the markets are very confused at the moment, and you're nervous to take any major stand. But I must say that apart from that, we are getting good numbers out of the United States. The United States still seems to be going along fine, and generally markets pointing towards a better year. So how do you navigate it in the short term? Very difficult.
When we look at those numbers and the data that is coming out of the US. I mean, I think about things like the jobs data that's set to come out tomorrow, the unemployment data that's probably going to follow with that as well. Are we concerned at this point about economic data as much, or is the focus and the attention squarely on Donald Trump and the things that he's saying at the moment?
I think it's a mixture of both. You can't ignore the economic numbers, and you can't ignore Trump. So far, the economic numbers are very good and continue to improve. We're seeing some incredibly good results come out of U.S. tech, even though you might see headlines like underwhelming for Alphabet. They were anything but underwhelming. You know, we're a company, I have to laugh, Jimmy, because he has a company who grows its revenues, I don't know, 20-30%. And we call that underwhelming. And yesterday we get excited because Pick and Pay is up 3.5%, you know. So it just it gives you some concept of how big these businesses are, how powerful they are. But so that side of it is delivering. I still think AI is a very massive theme. But and then the other themes, even like the Zempics and the Wegovys, the Novo Nordisk, you know, the diabetic and obesity drugs. So there's a lot of things happening, but we don't know where Trump is. You know, you don't know what silly things he's going to do. I think he will. I think, you know, this will blow over. I don't think that tariffs are going to be as worrisome as some of the headlines are projecting.
Uncle David, for someone who started off with so much steam in his first, call it, less than 100 days, is this sustainable until 2029?
No. You know, anybody who's ever run a marathon or even a 400 meters, you know, if you start sprinting the first 400, believe me, the next 300, you're going to start losing breath, and eventually the final lap, you just fall over and die. So I think it's pretty much that. I don't think he can keep this up. You know, before people start criticizing and before you start to see opposition, I think you know, the opposition is just numb. The Democrats don't know where to turn. They were so obliterated. They've got no one to lead them. So there's no one really objecting to anything. And I think in the world as well, you know, this Europe's not coordinating. No one can coordinate any kind of response to the outrageous thing that he says. So eventually they will. I think, you know, sometime, somewhere along the line, we'll find some adults getting together in a room and addressing his madness.
So hopefully sanity prevails at some point. We're certainly a long way away from that. And as you mentioned, Uncle David, it is a marathon. And as you said that, I looked over at my sound engineer who's done 14 Comrades Marathons, and he agrees with you. You can't just run the first 100 meters and think you're going to make it to the very end. Someone should tell President Trump this. Uncle David, what about the Rand? The Rand seems to be clawing back. We were at 19 Rand at the start of the week. We're at 18.54 at the moment. Is the market starting to say this was an overreaction?
I think this is dollar. The dollar will weaken. And that's a good sign, because what it does, the reason the dollar was strong was concern about tariffs, concern about inflation, concern that the Fed would not reduce rates, or I think that's beginning to unwind. I would seriously pitch the Rand somewhere 1750 to 18, you know, by mid-year, and even better, I think, as global markets settle down and things begin to improve and the dollar starts to ease off a bit. So I might be too optimistic, but, you know, when it starts to move, it moves fast. So, and we were 1830, we ran up to 19, we've come all the way back to the 1850s now, and you can find it at 18 pretty easily. So, just be careful of that, you know, be careful of being too speculative on the, you know, trying to read it too much, but this is the direction it can take.
Well, lots of factors are still out there and up in the air that could influence the markets. We'll have to keep an eye on how these factors continue to develop. Thank you, as always, Uncle David, for the time and for the insights. Always lovely catching up with you. David Shapiro of Sasfin Wealth on the market movements, what could potentially be driving some of the investor sentiment and where we go from here.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.